Clear your throat chakras, ladies and gentlemen, because we are diving in to the throat chakra. Boom, 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 boom. Okay. So the throat chakra is the fifth chakra in the chakra system. The color that it is associated with is the color blue.
How to identify a blocked chakra?
What's that look like? What's a blocked throat chakra look like?
Not feeling heard. People pleasing. Saying insensitive things to hurt people. Feeling anxious about communicating.
Yeah, I think like avoiding conflict or any kind of conflict, avoiding it all in general, like because you don't want to hurt someone's feelings. It's
like
because
the confrontation.
Yeah, like the confrontation, like you
having that confrontation conversation.
Yes,
that you don't want to have, but you're.
And then you get resentful, and that travels down to your solar plexus.
Mm-hmm. And then that also causes, like, you know, emotional signs, because now you're. You know, you're going to be feeling depressed, or it's just going to give you anxiety, and you're just unable to express your feelings of how you're feeling.
You'll feel really low on your self-esteem spectrum, like, because you can't speak your truth.
Correct.
So I think that noticing all of the signs is understanding yourself to notice the signs, like, I'm unbalanced in my throat chakra because I'm feeling depressed because I said only a half truth to somebody because I didn't want to hurt their feelings.
Correct.
If you could just say something from your heart and speak it into existence so someone could actually like receive what you said versus you trying to like verbally annihilate someone. Like when you just talk to yourself. Like, all right, you're going to lose your weight, you know, you're going to get in shape, you beautiful goddess, versus you fucking fat ass.
Yeah.
You're so fucking dumb. Like, why'd you eat that? Instead of doing things like that, you are good to yourself. You nurture yourself. You speak life into yourself. That's how you balance that throat chakra.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure.
So your throat chakra is all about expression and communication. I personally like to sing and feel the vibrations.
You like to om?
I like to om. I like to sing.
I like to chant. I like to say things, you know. I call out to my guides and my archangels and angels, and I have chants with them. I chant things a lot, and that's kind of how to warm up and activate your throat chakra. I think using crystals is also a cool, it's a nice tool to utilize when you're trying to balance out your throat chakra.
Yes, I can agree with you on that. I have some of my few favorites that I like to use, like blue calcite. It's one with a high vibration. It helps clear the communications to the flow, encouraging clear communication.
With your spirit guides, for sure. I really, really like aquamarine. It's the stone of courage.
That's one of my favorites.
Yeah, it's one of my faves. It's so pretty. I really like blue calcite because it boosts your energy flow, and it's the connector. Like, it helps with your third eye and your throat chakra. Mm-hmm. That was one thing I really liked about blue calcite. And then because we're angels, angelite, we had to throw it in here. Mm-hmm. Angelite, it's angelic in name and nature.
So, yeah,
a little 411 on the throat chakra before we go into how the throat chakra kind of plays into our entire week.
Yeah.
Being able to speak our truth.
Because once, you know, you once it's balanced and once, you know, you feel good, you know, it helps with communicating with, you know, better clarity, wisdom, you know, and discernment.
So. Girl, gotta use that discernment.
So yeah, let's talk about this.
Let's talk about it Tuesday, but it's Sunday.
Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it. All right, so I think what I realized during the throat chakra was I could speak from my heart and be vulnerable and yet have a barrier up there for a balance. So during this week of my throat chakra, I was a full week into my new job. So I really was super happy that I led from my heart going into a full work week at my new job. And it was just really nice. I got to speak from my heart and pour life into people. And I don't really feel like I had big altering things that happen. And I just feel like I had the ability to clearly communicate all that week. Being able to receive people and respond was kind of like, whoa. To be able to sit back and hear someone speak their truth. And for me to receive and then to respond to the said person and clearly communicate my feelings and allow someone else to clearly communicate their feelings. That to me is huge because the version of me that only could see from a projector's point of view wasn't always is going to be there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So there are instances throughout the throat chakra week where stuff happens because life be lifin'. And it was, discernment or intuition, you know, mm-hmm. It was like, oh, I already knew that. I already knew that this was about to happen. I already knew this conversation was coming.
Yeah.
I'm being prepared for myself so I can speak about it. But really, just honing in on the fact that I'm choosing to consciously communicate now.
Yeah.
Versus reactive, being reactive in conversations, choosing to hear people where they're coming from. Versus that blocked response where I feel like I want to attack someone because that is really easy.
It's very easy. It's very easy to do that.
Gosh, it's easy, and I like a challenge. So I'm like, no, girl, you're figuring it out. You know, you're figuring out how to speak life versus releasing on people or.
And reacting.
Correct. Yeah. This week really taught me a lot about hearing people's hurt even. And choosing how to respond to someone that's hurting. And how they choose to release it. It gives me clarity on how I am responding to people when they're choosing to communicate things to me that are uncomfortable, that I haven't had practice in communicating.
Yeah.
I mean, all aspects of my communication life have catapulted during this week of throat chakra.
Mm-hmm.
And I have really learned a lot about myself, the monster, and, you know, the light. Yes. The versions that I have created of myself for protection, and the version I have created for myself for my purpose here. And learning that they are both valid and they were both created for a reason. And I have really respected my journey now to this point of the throat chakra because it was like, whoa, that's huge growth for me.
Right. Yeah.
Being triggered by somebody and choosing to stop and realize and dial into my uh-huh. head and observe from the outside saying,
you're doing everything that I'm like, yeah. Like, yes, go ahead.
And pulling out and looking at it and being like, oh, that's what this is. Okay, skirt, hold on. Find your heart. Okay, spirit, I see you. Okay, universe, I hear you. And then pulling back in and being able to speak. And knowing this is where the direction of this conversation needs to go versus turning left and being like, hold up, wait a minute, we've got to go into this.
Yeah.
Or even on another instance where I've got to witness my throat chakra being clearly communicated with was being put in a situation where it's just uncomfortable to talk about things like feelings and those kinds of things that I'm not really like, yeah, I can communicate and help people with theirs. But when I'm being asked about mine, I'm like, what? Skirt. We don't talk about those with me. How are you feeling? What's going on with you? But when I am tested and I have to clearly communicate how I'm feeling and where I'm at and checking in with people, it's like, oh, okay, there are still aspects of me that need to be worked on. So learning and testing myself with new lines of communication, with new friends, old friends, partners and family, children. I really got uncomfortable this week with the throat chakra in the sense of new conversations and new ways of expression and new methods that I can try within myself when I'm triggered versus just reacting and sitting with the trigger, figuring it out, and then learning to respond in a more mannered version that I'm comfortable with now with who I am working to be. So I really felt this week was fruitful for me. It really is throwing me into the third eye like, okay, you got this. Okay, third eye. Okay, third eye. I'm vision questing. Mm-hmm. All this clear communication has brought to light for you and I a vision that we have literally catapulted into and started making moves towards. And all it took was for us to balance our throats so we could say what we wanted to say clearly to each other. So we can say, this is the vision. This is what we're going to do. And no one's going to stop us.
And this is where we get the clarity. We get the wisdom. And then we use our discernment to just allow it to
flourish.
To flourish, yeah.
Exactly. That's what I'm like super grateful for, because it wasn't long ago that you and I knew we were destined for all these things, and everyone talked about it, and our, you know, metaphysical friends and that read and do all the things, and then people we don't even know tapping into that part of us, and we're like, what is it that we're supposed to do?
Yeah.
We can't figure it out. But the more we used our voice and communicated with each other, the more the vision going into our third eye is becoming. Mm-hmm. So the whole balance really has been just mind-blowing for me, because I've truly got to observe a whole bunch of different versions of myself and how all those different versions of me communicated, how they moved through this reality and the choices that they made, the people they were around, they meaning all the versions of me throughout my life that I've got to really witness and to be able to see where I am now and all of the shit I worked through to be here in these now moments and say, wow, I really do love myself so much because I have been through so many different Hollies. Mm-hmm. And I loved all of them, but this one feels safe.
Yes.
This mm-hmm. one feels like speaking light. This one feels like a seer. This one feels like a cedar, a way shower for me. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm leading myself into paths of the unknown, creating mm-hmm. paths.
Yeah.
You know, traveling ones I've never even imagined traveling. Mm-hmm. All because I'm not scared to use my voice anymore. Mm-hmm. And I was, even when I started the podcast, mm-hmm. even when I first started, dude, I would pause in the middle of a segment. When I'm talking to people and be like, I'm freaking the fuck out. Mm-hmm. And they'd be like, dude, are you good? And I'm like, no, I'm so scared. We just are holding a phone and talking.
That's funny.
And no one's even yeah. around.
Yeah.
But me and these two people, three people at the most. That's how scared I was to use my voice because it was shaky. It wasn't confident.
Yeah.
It was unbalanced and blocked as a motherfucker. Mm. But it ain't anymore. It ain't gonna be. I feel really blessed to be here and doing this podcast. I remember getting a reading once. And it was an Angel Messages with Cindy. Uh-huh. And one of my billets were the ones that got picked.
Oh.
You know, because when she does yeah. those group ones, it's kind of hard.
Correct.
And I just so happened to get picked. And I had put some energy into this because I was like, I need to know. Am I on the right path? Am I doing the wrong thing? Am I doing the right thing? And I wanted to do the podcast so bad, but I did have, I mean, I was still like a, you've seen those videos from when I worked at the dispensary just this morning.
Yeah.
I'm a hootin' nanny. I'm a good time. I'm funny. And, but even then, blocked throat chakra, knowing what I want to do, but not being able to speak it into existence. I knew I wanted to do the podcast, so I started doing little bits of it, but so fucking scared, like, oh, am I saying the right thing? And it's like, why are you not just speaking? Mm-hmm. Why are you so scared if you're saying the right thing? Just speak. Just talk. Now I see that. But then I was like, what if I say the wrong thing? What if I offend someone? And it was like, I built it on authenticity. Why am I building a foundation of authenticity when I'm terrified to speak my truth? It didn't mesh. It didn't make sense. But Cindy says to me, I see you. You have a voice. Use it. And the angels keep telling you. And you're in like this, it's like a boxer. It's crazy. It's like you're on a screen or something and you're talking. And it was like, podcasting, video podcasting. And I was like, oh, I am supposed to be doing this. I got to figure out how I'm comfortable using my voice.
Yeah.
Well, balance your throat chakra, Mary. Jeez, you know. Duh. Like that was rocket science or right. something. Well, if you want to do a podcast, you should probably balance your, number one, your chakra system, and number two, definitely your throat chakra. So that's what I did, and that's where we're at now. Because even before, we were doing great work, but the more I get to balance and clear my throat, the more consciously I can speak, and the more I feel confident about what I'm saying and the choices I'm making. Because words are spells, y'all. Words are spells. And what you speak is spoken to the universe. So that's really kind of like my journey and what I wanted to share about my throat chakra, because I feel like the more we speak our truth and the more we are authentic and the more we accept people's authenticity and how they're speaking and we accept them for who they are, where they're at, the more we feel apt to be clear
mm-hmm.
and
most definitely
understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's all about the understanding.
To understand.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah, no, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Yeah. Christy, now I feel like you should share.
Well, hello there.
Hello.
Hello. Well, my journey, you know, throat chakra for me has always been a struggle.
Yeah.
Because of how, you know, like I always talk about how, like, the old version of me, how I grew up. And, you know, so for me to express my emotions and my feelings and really have the courage to stand up for myself in a kind, loving, graceful way.
Yeah.
Was very beautiful to see me observe that about myself.
Your huge leap in growth.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, when we were, you know, this week of the throat chakra, you know, I was put in, you know, in some, you know, there was a lot of events, things happening in the moment of my life at that time. And I knew what was happening, you know, and then we had the you know, so Walker Wellness was having the Soul Fest. And so, you know, I went and received a reading, and I already knew, like, my intuition was already telling me, like, what I needed to hear.
Yeah.
Or what I needed to see, you know? And so I received a reading.
Who'd you get your reading from?
From La Rosa.
La Rosa.
Yeah. So,
And if you haven't gotten a reading from La Rosa, you should schedule one, because you about to hear why.
Yeah. So something was just telling me, like, go get a reading. You know, I was like, I'm just going to get a reading. And so she's like, you know, I sit with her and I said, I'm just going to speak, like, in silent, you know, to me.
I'm going
to my highest self, and I'm going to, you know, ask spirit, like, I know what I see, but I just need a little bit, like,
I need a confirmation.
I need confirmation, please.
I don't want my intuition tells me.
So, you know, I received a reading, and I hadn't really told her, like, anything, and as soon as, I mean, look, everything came out just the way it was happening, and I was just like, whoa.
It's everything you already knew.
So, you know, like, I'm expressing to her, like, well, she's looking, she's asking, and I'm like, here, let me just, I told her just a little bit, like, the beginning of the situation, and I'm like, this is what is happening, right? And she's like, oh, okay, this, and I was just like, yeah, thank you, you know? So, I was really relieved that I was like, okay, Christy, you know, this is confirmation for you. You know, spirits just gave it to you. Like,
yeah.
Trust your intuition, you know, speak your truth. Like, just, it's okay. You're safe now, you know? Yeah. And so that's from the challenge that, you know, from us doing the challenges, is that's what it's for me. It's like, allow me to help feel more safer about of and more confident of who I'm becoming.
Yeah.
So I go about my day, and I'm still thinking about the reading. And so I'm like, okay. So then the following day, you know, I go about my day again, and then I receive a phone call, and it's like, this, and this is going to happen. And then I was like, excuse me?
Wait, you're telling me what's going to happen with what?
Yes. And I was like, at that moment, like, I know the old version of myself would have responded with, like, something very, like, how dare you, you know, like, I would have been speaking from my ego, like.
How dare you tell me what you're gonna do.
Without consulting with me first.
Correct.
You know what I mean? Like, how dare you make those decisions without me? I'm in control here.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
So I heard.
Uh-huh.
I heard, and I was like, my heart, like, I can feel it because that, you know, like the old version of myself. That anxiety. Boom, 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 boom. And then I was like, why am I getting anxiety? I was like, oh, wait. This is not even mine. This is because that old version of myself wants to be like,
let me at her. Let me at her.
I just need to let her have.
To unleash.
Yes. And I was like, CC. No. Yeah. I was like, no. And I said on that conversation, I am not, I cannot have this conversation with you right now. I said, so when I get home, we will have this, when I'm able to have this conversation, I will have this conversation with you.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. So, like, I went home later, you know, that evening after processing, like, oh my God, am I really, like, gonna do this right now?
And he was like, no, I need to pump my brakes.
So in my heart space. I stayed in my heart space, and I was very proud of myself because I was able to take up for myself, something that I should have already been doing like a long time ago. But
you had like these people pleasing tendencies
still. Correct.
Right.
You know,
I feel you.
And being in the throat chakra helped me identify that part of myself.
Yeah.
To where I was like, no more. No. I've already got confirmation. I know what it is now. Now I'm
this is where I take back my power.
Yes. And I did. And I was so, but in, when I was having the heart to heart conversation, mm-hmm. like, I can feel the, like, an anxiety, like, in my, not anxiety, but, like, my heart was pumping the whole time. Like, it was just like, boom, boom, boom.
Well, yeah, because your fucking body's not used to responding in a loving manner. So you're like, what the hell am I feeling right now? I'm trying to be calm, cool, and collected. And CeCe's like, do you want me to unleash? Like, all I see is, like, CeCe behind the heart chakra and looking, like, through the heart right here. This spot right here. I'm talking about that dip in between the heart and the throat. And it's just, like, CeCe's looking like, you want me to go? Do you want me to go?
It was just like, no.
You was like, hey, light and love. I'm speaking from the heart now, CeCe. It's fine. Go to sleep. But she's still there.
Yes. And, you know, after I had the conversation and I recognized, too, and I observed, like, how uncomfortable it made the person feel. As to a shift in energy, like, it was like almost like, oh my God, I cannot believe she just stood up for herself. And it was like, I feel uncomfortable now, so I'm gonna run away now.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm like?
Yeah, so basically, yeah, I feel like I understand what you're saying.
So I was able to witness that, and I was just like, well, I mean, it
for me, it was like it came from a loving space, and I was so proud of myself that I looked at myself in the mirror and I was like, "You go, girl." You go, girl.
You was really giving yourself a hug and patting yourself on the back.
I did, because you know a lot of people have taken advantage of me in my lifetimes, and there still can be people, you know, and it's my heart is big, you know, but right. This with the throat chakra, it helped me express and communicate, and that is something that I struggle with my entire life. So for me to do this challenge with you and to unblock the chakra for me, or like to do and, you know, do the actual shadow work and express and be able to observe,
mm-hmm.
and look, it's like, wow, like, yeah, I did this, or we did this, you know. And it's a beautiful thing to be able to express with love versus anger, resentment, and I'm speaking from experience.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Because I'm pretty sure everyone's listening here, you know, always, or you or us, you know, we do tend, because that's that, we have all that, you know, if we don't do the work and
stay stored, stagnant.
It stays stagnant in there, and that's what allows you. But, you know, if you recognize and if you feel those triggers, and like I'm expressing to you, like whenever I was triggered, I was like, oh, I can feel my heart. I was like, that's a trigger. That's what a trigger feels like. You know? And yeah.
So. I think, but like, you know, we've talked about this situation, and this is something that you and I, you know, discuss to discuss life into the situation versus like how to kill it, mm-hmm. how to kill the situation, like how to end it. No, we try to figure out how we can speak life into it. So watching you, you know, say like, I thought about this and I did this, and it's been wonderful to watch you grow and say things, you know, completely different than I would even, the version of you that I know would speak.
Right. Because
that's growth. That's huge.
Thank you. Yes. Yeah. And it has been, you know, because it's almost like learning English again.
Uh-huh.
For me.
In what sense?
In what sense, like, you know, being able to express myself.
How to use your words.
How to use my words. How to use my words with kind, love, compassion, empathy. You know, when you were so programmed in life of a lot of verbal abuse, chaos, violence, you know, like how, like it's a
survival tactics. Survival. Thank
you.
Mode,
thank you. You know? Understand me. Yes.
Well, yes. I know. It's how you're detaching from that side to understand it, like to truly observe it, because that was a part of you at one point, mm-hmm. and how to detach from it and actually like see it, like the way like my mind's eye sees it is like, did you ever watch Stranger Things?
I don't think so.
And like the Upside Down, like the first, like this big blob looking thing, and like that's how I see it, is like pulling that shit out of you and like observing it. That's the shadow work for me. That's that end of it, and like putting all of those things into that thing and growing it so you understand it. Rather than like allowing it to infect you, pulling it out and saying, no, I see you.
Yeah.
No, you don't get to infect me. I see you though.
Correct.
I want to know you,
mm-hmm.
because I don't want to be that.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. So, that was my week.
Yeah, it was.
That was my week, and you know, it's just learning to speak love and light gracefully from your heart.
Yeah, how to set such clear boundaries.
Yes.
So for me, what I observed with your situation was watching you set like a clear boundary.
Mm-hmm.
And you set it so gracefully. You never came out of who you are trying to become. to go back to a pattern of behavior or a cycle or the past version of you. Cece, when she was trying to get out what the heart was being.
No, we're not.
No, you stayed on that path that you're trying to walk right now.
Thank you.
So that's what I got to observe.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, thank you, because that's
doing the work.
That version of doing the work or whatever.
Doing that's the what work. That's, yeah.
That's what we're doing. That's the work, quote unquote, that we're doing with this chakra challenge. And to be able to congratulate ourselves in our moments of growth.
Yes.
Because what some see as like, that's all you did. For us, we're like, this huge. This real big.
It is real big. Like, you know, and it's huge. It's really huge, you know, because coming from a person like, you know, I wasn't taught how to use my voice, communicate without, like, the anger, without saying something, like, I was very blunt. I was a blunt person. Like, I didn't care what came out of my mouth. If I, like...
Same.
What? You know? And now, it's, you know, I can... We stay in our heart. I'm able to stay in my heart space to be like, no, we are not doing that right now, girl. We're not going to react like that. We're going to respond like this.
Mm-hmm.
Got to check yourself sometimes. Well, like for me, I have to check myself. You know what I mean? Because it's still, it can be sometimes going, trying to like you said, CC trying to come back, like the ego's trying to come back. And then I'm like, nope.
You're not in that much trouble. You're safe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're safe, triggered part of you. Yeah. You're safe. Calm down. You don't need to come out.
Right.
We good. We gonna handle it.
Yeah. So that's what I've learned this week, is to learn how to stay calm.
Mm-hmm.
Collective.
Mm-hmm.
And in my heart space, to be able to speak, you know, with love and grace and for my heart.
Yeah. Do you recognize you feel different when you choose to stay in your heart or when you choose to speak differently towards people? Do you notice yourself genuinely walking away from situations or conversations where you're like, damn, that felt good? And you recognize walking away from that conversation in a past version of yourself would have been like, damn, that doesn't feel right. Or being even more angry because you both spewed venom. So when you walked away from that conversation, was that Sunday night?
That was on a Sunday night.
When you walked away from that conversation Sunday night,
uh-huh.
How did you feel? Were you like...
Yeah, I was like, oh. And I went back into my healing room, and I sat on my couch, and I was like, oh, we did that. And then my higher self was like, yes, you did, because it needed to be said. It needed to be done. And I was like,
oh,
okay. Mm-hmm. So then it felt good. I felt really good, you know, because like I said, I've struggled in my past with communication and self-expression and my feelings and my emotions. Like I struggled. I would yell. I would react versus, you know, trying to listen. I would respond very quickly. And now I know where, how, when, and how I can use my voice to be like, yeah, I ain't got nothing to say to you, but I think you can say it all over my face.
My voice won't say it, but my face will.
So, no, I'm not going to give myself away. No, I'm just kidding.
Yes, you is. You're giving yourself away.
No, but those are the things that, you know, yeah, like, so, that was really, it was a very, very powerful chakra for me to unblock. It was,
yeah,
to be able to self-express, you know, it's just a beautiful thing.
I agree. It's been beautiful for me to sit back and watch you. It's been beautiful to observe myself and see the change it's making in my reality, in my home life, in my work life, in other areas of my life where I, you know, have to be a version of me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm choosing a version of me that speaks love and life into people. I'm choosing a version of me that wants to understand people. I'm choosing a version of me that's curious rather than any other, you know,
mm-hmm.
meaning to that word. I'm choosing consciously now how I want to express.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Did you want to share anything else?
No, I think, yeah, I think that's, I mean, I don't have anything else to share other than use your voice, you know.
It's powerful.
Learn how, you know, when I started my journey, I remember, you know, use your voice. And I'm like, what you mean use my voice? Like, I know.
Bitch, I am.
So, you know, using your voice, you know, now, you know, I tend to, like, sometimes when I get up and do my morning rituals, you know, I sing, I'll sit and practice my singing bowls, and then I'll, you know, try to create music. But for the most part, you know, it's learning, it's a wonderful thing to learn how to use your voice, is to stay calm instead of reacting or responding very quickly, you know. Be understanding.
Yeah.
Be understanding. You know, not we're not perfect, but our voice can make a difference in someone else's life just by hearing our voice.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. So that was, yeah. It was, like I said.
Like I said.
Yeah. It was, I'm grateful for the opportunity with, you know, to be able to be working on our challenges, you know, on this challenge, you know, because, like I said, when I became a Reiki practitioner, I worked on all my chakras, like, energetically, you know. It was trying to, you know, there's so much knowledge. A lot.
Right.
There's a lot.
Yeah.
Know? So, coming into this challenge, it helped a lot with shadow work for me.
Yeah.
You know, to really understand and then to really be able to observe what spirit messages want you to see or to, you know, have validation for. And it keeps bringing you, like, it just, and you're like, oh, I see you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so just being observing of your surroundings and. Not your surroundings, but, like, just a little, like, the signs that spirit gives you, like, this is part of what you're going through.
Yeah.
You know?
Little tidbits of, like, a puzzle pieces that they help put together. Spirit, like, helps you put together.
Yes, yes, mm-hmm. Yes, for sure. This has for sure been a puzzle for the challenge,
mm-hmm.
has been for sure a puzzle for me, but it's helping me understand myself. So yeah, I'm grateful for it.
Me too. All right, everyone, I really am so grateful that you came and hung out with Christy and I. We really enjoyed getting to share our throat chakra journeys with you. processes. And thank you for continuing to come back and listen. For everyone that has reached out to me, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Reaching out to Christy.
Thank you.
Thank you. All of the feedback that we're getting, you're helping us grow. We appreciate it. Thank you for listening. Thank you for caring about what we're even talking about. Thank you for being drawn to listen to us, even if it's because I messaged you a million times every podcast that we do. Mm-hmm. You know? Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It means a lot to us to be able to share our journey with you. So thank you.
Yeah. We do this not just for ourselves, but for the collective, because you're not alone. And we really want to encourage you to listen to the rest of the chakra balance. We have the third eye and the crown. Those are the last two that we will dive into. What I can guarantee you is that this third eye is going to blow the lid off of everything. It's going to catapult us into the crown chakra, and that's how that clear channel happens, and I'm so excited. So look for us next week. We will be exploring your third eye, our third eye, and giving you just a little more tidbits of information on the third eye. And we are grateful that you choose to be here with us in this space and time, and whatever space and time you listen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We love you.
Thank you, thank you. Love you.
Bye.